This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Should I call it the new factor? What do you think? I don't know, I'm just guessing here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, we all know the news is all over the place, right? The O'Reilly factor is now called the factor for the moment. Right? Dana Perino filled in for him. I mean, really, talk about two ends of the spectrum. Head out to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Also, we've got a live Facebook room, Facebook feed, Facebook Live, whatever it's called. We're on to Facebook. We can talk to people smarter than I in there as well. And then, if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can do a bunch of things. So you can buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you'll find out you don't have to hate them, not in the least. And I'll give you all the information you need to, I won't say combat, because that sounds combative, to deal with the people on the right, I'm sorry, on the left, if you are on the right. If you're a conservative, buy the book. It'll give you some information on how to fight back, push back. Because just poking your fingers in their eyes doesn't work. You know that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Michael Wolf, I guess it is, from The Hollywood Reporter, wrote a piece on the Murdoch family divide. Which I think, I think a lot of this is true. I'm sorry. You have, look at what happens, the difference between the left and the right, when it comes to moral values. This is why I always say. So when people at MSNBC, people at CNN, right? We had the sexual harassment cases against CNN all over the place. It didn't happen once. It happened several times. Did you hear them apologize? Did they come out? Did anybody get fired? When you hear some of those comments made by Chris Hardball Matthews against women, negative towards women, has he ever come out and apologize? See, the left is allowed. They get a license to get away with this stuff. Now, whether O'Reilly's guilty or not, remember, he's only been accused of. And I love the fake outrage of the left, the fake outrage, I'm sorry, of the feminine left and the male left. And if you don't know what those words mean because you're a fluid gender, somebody who doesn't understand any of this, look it up. I'm not going through the whole thing for you. But when Billy Bob Clinton was accused and he paid off some women, that was okay because he was just accused. He didn't admit all the people on the left just fell to their knees and worshipped and believed everything he said. That was okay. The big difference is to how people handle things. Big difference is how the people approach things on the left. On the right, you just need an accusation. And that person needs to, what do they need? They need to step down. They need to be impeached. They need to be in jail. The whole nine yards. It is 180 degrees from the justice levels that they have on the left side. But Fox screwed this one up. And we already knew they were heading down that direction anyhow. Look at how quickly people have... And again, we only have accusations. Nobody's been found guilty. Nobody's signed a confession. Nobody's fessed up to maybe something happened. I mean, Kirsten Powers is whining. You know, finally she came out. She came out. She said, yeah, I was harassed, sexually harassed too. Bill said it was a good thing I was a blonde. That's sexual harassment? When did that become sexual harassment? You want me to go down to some of the things that was said to me at work by women? I had a woman boss once that was tough. She was a tough lady. Or so some of you don't get offended, because that means the same thing, just in case you weren't aware. She was a tough person. But she was more tough on men because she had to fight through men to get to where she got. And she felt like she had to keep fighting us because that was the only way she could stay there. And she was wrong. She was dead wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think Fox went sideways on this. You don't give in. And O'Reilly's right. When he says, you know what, sometimes you have to pay these people to go away, but you should never give in. You shouldn't step up to the demands. You should fight them in most cases. You do sometimes weigh out the dollar amounts. But with the money they had, I kind of feel that maybe they should have just fought it all the way. Fight every one of these things. Let these people that... You know, it's very easy. One side, doesn't matter what side you're on. Doesn't matter what sex you are, doesn't matter what side you're on. But the deal is, it's very easy to say, yeah, so-and-so sexually abused me. So-and-so sexually assaulted me. She put her hand on my butt. And, well, whatever. I could tell some stories about my day. And what I heard, what ended up being the actual truth... And when companies, at what point companies decide that they're going to make a decision to pay them off because they don't want to hear about it. They don't want it to hit the newspaper. They don't even want the allegation to hit the newspaper so we're straight. You know what I'm saying? And I don't blame them. But you've got another thing happening here that nobody's paying attention to. And that's the Murdoch family. Rupert Murdoch and his sons, James and Lakeland? Ooh. That's a good name. They are much more, they lean much more liberal than Daddy does. And I don't know if these brothers have ever been in business for themselves. I don't know if they've ever had to, you know, sign paychecks, as we used to say. I don't know what they've done to prove that they're worthy to run the Fox News business. And most of the fighting, frankly, has been going on for years, and we're not what's being put on television. Isn't it funny you have an outcry to get rid of Shepard Smith by the average watcher? And what do? They get rid of O'Reilly, the one that's 180 degrees from Shepard. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We will be right back. Go heat up your coffee and come on back. Why would I lie to you?
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex- employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously. If you can't get down for the red, white, and blue, please leave. I mean, seriously, I love some of you who've written me in the past. And I got to tell you how mad I have no patience.
Your courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
I have no patience for some of you who don't get it. It's not the flag. It's not the material. And I swear, I wish one of you was standing in front of me going, yeah, you don't know how, do you know how oppressive that flag is? No, you know what a moron you are? Do your homework. Before you approach me with stuff like that, do your homework. Do your history test. And instead of spouting the negative things this country has done over its history, boy, you think we're oppressive after a couple of hundred years. You think we're oppressive. Go look at the millions of people. The countries like Russia, Germany. I mean, we'll just go through the whole list. You want to talk about oppression and death and nasties? Yeah, go salute their flag. And for those of you who think that communism is the way to go, move to Russia. You are missing something big time between the ears. You're missing something big time when you think that something like communism or socialism or what have you, a government who has shown their colors in the past many times over of wiping out millions of people, you think is a better way of life. And some of you parents who have kids that believe that way, yeah, guess whose fault this is? You've got to take the time to find out what your kids are learning at school. You need to take the time to find out what's happening in the classroom, what they're believing, why they're believing, and not when they're 16. It's too late. Seriously. Way too late. All right, back to Fox, who screwed up royally. And I've probably had a couple dozen friends today say to me, hey, I'm done with them. That's right. I may even give up satellite because the only thing I watched was Fox and satellite. Now, last July, after Gretchen Carlson sued the Murdoch-controlled 21st Century Fox and Roger Ailes, the then-head of Fox News Channel, for sexual harassment, Rupert Murdoch told his sons, both Ailes' enemies, hey, let me ask you a question. Women who put up with this, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, so don't take it the wrong way. But if you put up with this, you allow yourself to be sexually assaulted, sexually harassed, whatever word fits for you, to get your job and to keep your job for whatever. And again, so we're clear, don't agree with any of this. And then all of a sudden, after doing it for many years, you decide it's wrong. The next time you're approached and then you decide to blow the whistle, well, haven't you allowed this to go on? To a degree, this is a question. I'm not telling you how I feel one way or the other. But haven't you allowed this to take place? Should you not have stood your ground from day one? And it happens to men, too. Obviously, not as frequently. But men are put in positions where, you know, they're sexually assaulted as well. In this light. Anyway, Rupert Murdoch told us, think about that question, told his sons, both Ailes' enemies, that are paying off Carlson without a fight would mean more lawsuits. Easy money settlements always bring more claims. James and, I don't know his name. What is it? Lockin? Lakeland. It's got to be Lakeland. Has to be. Lakeland Murdoch. However, they were eager to get rid of their nemesis, and the most direct way to do that was to accept Carlson's claims after a quickie investigation and then use a big payoff, $20 million, to end the dispute and calm the storm. 9 months later, their chickens are coming home to roost. Fox has continued to collect a string of look-alike claims against Ailes, and look it. O'Reilly said it would happen. Others have said it would happen in other places. This is not new. Anyway, so there's all these claims, all these charges against Bill O'Reilly. And there's a firestorm of recent press attention on what the New York Times is calling the O'Reilly revelations. What has been revealed is not evidence nor an admission of guilt. Think about it. And the payment settlements aren't an admission of guilt either. They're wrong to do. I still believe that. Let it go to court. Let it all come out. Now, part of O'Reilly says part of the reason that they paid those off is because he has kids and he doesn't want all this garbage. He doesn't, even if it's a lie, he doesn't want all this stuff dragged through the mud. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to pay it off, but I don't blame him. Anyway, what has been revealed is not evidence or admission. The payments aren't admission either. You can assume maximum guilt, which the Times and other Fox haters do, Or you can assume that many, as many lawyers do, and pick up the phone and call a lawyer and ask them. They love these settlements. They make big bucks. They don't have to say anything. They don't have to admit to anything. And they don't have to prove anything. Now, Murdoch, the senior, said, look, I told you so. James is the CEO of 21st Century Fox, is blaming it on Fox News culture, and has hired Paul Weiss, the same law firm that performed a two-week investigation of Ailes to probe the O'Reilly. Right? Now, there's already a Department of Justice investigation going on. I don't know if you know that. You know, what went on with Ailes and how the payments were made and that kind of stuff. Now, liberal politics, which his sons are seeing more and more, or looking towards more and more. Right? This is a reflection of a greater family and company interest and conflicts. Now, for 86-year-old Rupert, Fox News is a key part of his legacy, as well as his family's company health. The most profitable news outlet ever, $1.5 billion in profits this year alone. Now, I want to say that again. The most profitable news source ever. Why? They were founded on conservative principles. Liberal news doesn't fly. It doesn't work. It never has. And it is among the most influential news sources on the globe. And that just tears up the left. It has to tear up the left because they have ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, CNN Headline News, CNN After Dark. They got all these networks lined up to kiss their behind. And they still can't get ahead. They still couldn't beat O'Reilly. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, Matt Walsh joins us after the break. You're going to love him. I'm not telling you anything. No, if you don't know who he is, you'll be surprised. I am Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. No phone numbers. You want to write me? Write me. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My special guest today is Matt Walsh. He's a writer, speaker, and a contributor to The Blaze. He believes that this is the time to take a close look at the values that are under attack from the left in his new book, The Unholy Trinity, Blocking the Left's Assault on Life, Marriage, and Gender. And we couldn't be more in agreement, Matt. Thanks for being with me today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, you know, it's funny because the story I did on my show last night, and I don't know if you're familiar with this one, is about the 4-year-old transgender boy, a girl, I don't even know what to call them, transitioning, and it was a Christian mom who did it. And she feels no shame over it. She said that she gets mad at her Christian friends because Jesus scolded them, scolded others who use Scripture to hold them accountable. And I'm thinking, my God, you know, I'm a Christian guy. I use Scripture to base my life on. How would I know about Christ unless I use Scripture? And I know this isn't the norm, but what's your take on that? What's your take on Christians that don't use Scripture to live their lives out?
That's a really interesting way of someone getting around, you know, not knowing the Bible, is to say, well, Jesus didn't want us to live our lives according to that. That, of course, is ridiculous. So we also have to keep in mind that the Scripture of Jesus' day Jesus wasn't in it yet. So when we talk about Scripture, we're talking about what Jesus actually did.
Right.
So if it was true that Jesus said we shouldn't follow Scripture, and you're saying that we should do it because Jesus said it, then you're saying we should follow Scripture because that's in the Scripture. So it doesn't make any sense. I mean, this is what it means to be a Christian means to, if we're really just to narrow it down and make it as simple as possible, it means to love and serve Christ, to love, serve, follow Christ. That's what it means to be a Christian.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, in large part, you have to have your nose in the Scripture to know what he said and know what he did, so that we can follow it, and that's what it means to have our faith. I can think of no other way to describe it.
You're right on. You know, and looking through your book, you know, the left's assault on life, marriage, and gender, which is a great subtitle, because it's true. It's they want to take the norms out of everything, and when you take the norms out of everything, when you don't have a foundation, when it comes to, again, you know, Christians, those who believe and follow Christ, what else do you have to live off of? And And I am constantly on our Christian brothers and sisters saying, my God, if you don't stand up to these things, if you're not living your life for Christ, then what are you doing? You're just part of this world. You're just part of what's going on around you, right?
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, I always come back to the fact that as uncomfortable as it is, we have to look at ourselves as Christians in this country and in this culture and realize that we bear a lot of the blame and the responsibility, you know, maybe you'd argue all of the blame and the responsibility for where we are as a culture, because we're supposed to be the one, you know, we're supposed to be the vanguards of truth. We're supposed to sort of be the sentries on the border looking out for the enemy and ready to defend the truth and our faith. And we obviously have failed in that regard, and we have no excuse, because even now with the church waning, we still are like 70-75% Christian, according to the statistics anyway, in this country. Imagine if even half of that number, even if even 40 or 45% of those people, of us, were actually on fire with the faith and took our faith seriously, were ready to defend it, then we would not be where we are in this country.
I'm not asking you to judge, but don't you think most of those 70% are Christians because Ma was a Christian, Grandma was a Christian, Grandpa was a Christian, they started the church, they helped, man, my grandfather put the first pew in that church kind of thing. And I'm really amazed at different flavors of Christianity, I'll put it that way. And one of the comments you make is, for years, conservative Americans have felt that they've been under attack. And now, because of the change, because of the Republican-controlled presidency, Senate, and House, they feel like they have a right to come out. But my question to you is, why not before? Because our Christianity, our faith doesn't change with the administration. It shouldn't anyway, right?
No, it doesn't. And I think we have a window of opportunity on some level, on a political, legislative level, policy level, to see some of our agenda put forward. And that's an opportunity that we need to take advantage of. It's an invaluable opportunity. But you're right. This is not the be-all and end-all. We're not going to win back the culture in 4 years. And even if we had 50 years of Republicans in the White House, we wouldn't win it back that way, because you're not, you know, that's we're not going to win it through politics. The war that we know, you know, we know fundamentally the war in our culture is a spiritual one, and it has to be won on a spiritual level. And all of the politics and everything, that's all downstream of the spiritual war that's going on. And so we have to be engaged. It doesn't matter who's in the White House, what year it is. We have to be engaged on that level. If we're not, then there's not really any chance for any good things to happen.
And I'm glad you said, you know, you are one of my heroes. You are one of the guys that I've modeled myself after. You, Todd Stearns, Deese, all of you guys that are willing to get out there and put your faith, I won't say on the line, but you're willing to speak your faith. You're willing to talk about Jesus. You're willing to talk about the foundations of Christianity and how we as Christians shouldn't give in to the world. We shouldn't give in to how the schools say we should raise our kids. Even more and more churches today are softening on gay marriage. They're softening on abortion and those kind of things. Because, you know, brother, you're forgiven, you know. You have forgiveness. So these things aren't, you know, insurmountable. And it scares me that when the churches, when people are taking their lead from the pulpit and the churches are softening on this, that means your brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters in Christ, are also softening. So we will lose this battle if we're not willing to stand up for God's word and love, correct?
Yeah, we will. We will. I mean, we know ultimately, when I say we, you know, ultimately we know that Christ will win the battle.
That is
going to happen, because we can look at the last page of the book of Scripture. We know how this thing's going to end. The question really is, whose side are we going to be on when that day comes? When the whole thing is said and done, where are we going to stand? Because we are not guaranteed to be on the winning side if we don't fight for the winning side. If we defect and go over to the enemy like Judas, then that's where we're going to end up. So that's really the question. And when you consider the fact that we know ultimately what happens, and that truth does win in the end, you know, whenever the end happens, considering the fact that we know that, it becomes even more absurd that we're so reluctant to fight, even though we know how what's going to happen. So there's no reason to really be afraid, especially in this culture when, yeah, you might get ostracized, people might say mean things to you, whatever, if you stand for your faith, but you're not going to get dragged out to the desert and beheaded like ISIS is doing to Christians in the Middle East.
Yeah.
That's not happening here. So there's really not much that you have to actually put on the line, and so we shouldn't be hesitant to do it.
I'm laughing because some of my Christian friends would talk about, you know, being persecuted. They don't want to go to the aggravation. They don't want their kids to go through the aggravation. But wait a minute. There are people in other countries that are being beheaded and thrown in jail for life because of their belief in God, and you don't want your kid to feel bad? Are we serious about this? You know, and what do you say to these And I've had a lot of discussions with my Christian liberal friends. What do you say to these people that are out there that go to church, that you know they're liberal in every way, and they just can't seem to get in line with God's word? It's all about love, no matter what. Love at any cost.
Well, I would say that I think they have a misunderstanding of what love is, because if they understood love properly, then they would be right, that love is really the ultimate message of Scripture. There's like, now I'm forgetting who the quote comes from. Maybe it's Augustine who said, love and do what you will. You know, and if you understand love, then that really, if you understand love, then just love and do what you will, and you'll be fine. But we have to understand what love means.
That's right.
And it's not just feeling nicely towards someone. It's not being polite. It's not trying to make everybody comfortable. That's not what love is. Love is, first of all, fidelity to God, fidelity to truth. And it's also, when it comes to another person, we love them. It means we really want them to go to heaven. We want to get them to heaven. That's our.
Yep.
That's how we love them. Is we want what's best for them. It's willing the good of the other is how Aquinas defined it. And if we understand love that way, then yeah, absolutely, it all comes down to love. But the problem is, people see love and they've made sort of the inverse of it, and they think that sometimes the best way to love someone is to lead them closer to hell, is to lead them further into their sin and make them comfortable in their sin. That's not love. And that's even worse than hatred. That's indifference to the eternal fate of somebody's soul, and it's a terrible thing.
It is, and I think some of our I won't paint with that broad of a brush, but there's a lot of our Christian brothers and sisters that don't get that message. Like this Christian mom with this 4-year-old transgender kid, and she wants him to be happy. And I'm going, well, wait a minute. You know, if you love him and you want him to be happy, you want him to be right, why don't you help him understand what God's plan is for his life instead of you doing everything you can to make that child happy? It's a perversion. And as you write in your book, you know, the bottom line with it is where does all this perversion come from? It comes from one place. It comes from the devil himself. And we need to step up as Christians. Matt, I got to tell you, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate how you stand up. I appreciate what you write very much. I really do. Matt's book is The Unholy Trinity, Blocking the Left's Assault on Life, Marriage, and Gender. Again, Matt, thanks so much for being with me today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. So, you know, I love when we have guys like Matt Walsh on. There's so many guys who claim to be Christians, claim to be conservatives, claim to want to live for God. But I got to tell you, he's one of the few. Him, Todd Starnes. And I know some of you are going to rip these up and go, oh, they're haters. They hate gays and lesbians and they hate... No, they don't. They actually don't. And some of you keep claiming people on the religious right, if you would, as being haters. You think about what you're saying. Right? They don't agree with you, so that makes them haters. It's so... First of all, it's counterproductive. Okay, just because somebody doesn't agree with you doesn't mean they hate you. They just don't like what you're doing. Like I was saying the other night, I know it's going to offend many people. I have a tattoo. I don't like tattoos. All right? I got someday I'll talk to you about how I got mine. Anyway, I'm Joe Moschini, your host. You'll see the real side.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I love this song. You know why? Because now it's on a commercial. Oh, there's a commercial with a guy mowing a lawn doing this. It is so funny. Which shows you one thing. Those guys. How many of you guys know this song? You lived it, you danced it, you were there when it was going on, right? And now you're hearing it. You know where you're hearing it? You're hearing it at the supermarkets. Now you're hearing it in the commercials on TV. Do you know what that means? You're old. It means you're old. Think about it. Earth, Wind, and Fire. You seen those guys? I love those guys, by the way. I think the bass player is 90, but he still runs around that stage like he's 15. My wife will tell you, every time I see them come on, I get a big smile on my face. Because like, it's just amazing how much energy these guys have. And God bless them for having that kind of energy, but how much energy they have. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, check out our writings. Got a lot of good, we've got a lot of people that write for us, a lot of good people that write for us. You can check it out up there. You can see Gumby's holding my book on the desk. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get the Gumby edition of the book I should do that, huh? I should say, how many of you want me to sell one with a Gumby attached to it? What do you think, right? Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't even think about hating them. Why? Because we're not. Those labels were given to us by the left. We didn't give those labels to ourselves. You know that Big Tent group that says that they're not into labels, they don't like labels, they don't want labels? However, they're more than happy to give you a label? Yeah, those guys. So anyway, always, always a pleasure. Whoa, what I did? Yeah. Always a pleasure to, I'm sorry, guys. I got distracted for a second. Always, I'll put this up later on. This guy, Josh Fox, was the one, he was the director for Gasland, the movie. And he's thinking that maybe, just maybe, that all we have to do is go over and love on and hug ISIS. And we can turn them around. They've never had love. They've really never known what true love is all about. Really, let me go puke. Yeah, this is these are these loons forever. Remember that woman? I mean, I'm not happy that she died, but I'm not surprised. Which shows you how sick these people are. She went over there, a woman. And she wouldn't, she goes over there, and she starts thumbing around and hitchhiking around and trying to get around. She's trying to find ISIS, because she wants to give him a hug and a kiss. And guess what they did for her? They loved on her all right. They raped her. They continually raped her for a couple of days. And then they killed her. They stabbed her multiple times. So, Josh, please, let us put a plan together for you. Let us raise some money. Or it's already been raised, but now we've got the money to send him and a bunch of his people, a bunch of them Hollywood types. They can go and do it themselves. Is this just crazy that's going somewhere to happen? And they think this is normal. Okay, earlier in the hour I was talking about the... And Matt Walsh, by the way, I don't know what time his show's on or podcast or whatever, but you got to check him out. You really do. If you're really right-wing, God-loving, then he is the guy for you. He is the guy because it is God-loving, evil-hating, 24/7 with that man. Now, back to O'Reilly, because I was talking about this top of the hour. The day they let him go, they were thinking about this for a long time. They thought about it so long that shortly after they made the announcement, the TV show was called The Factor. O'Reilly had already been removed off of all the graphics. And tell me they weren't ready for this, right? So O'Reilly had been moved off of all the graphics. Time slots had been... These people were about giddy about all of this. Which I got to tell you something. I kind of don't blame them. Because there was no way they were going to move up. There was nothing they were going to be able to do while Bill was alive. Nobody's going to move him out of the way. So just like that, it happened. Bill O'Reilly's 21-year career at Fox News was over. Weeks of speculation became a reality on Wednesday when 21st Century Fox made it official. Well, it wasn't really just like that. But to millions of shocked O'Reilly fans, it looked like just like that. As well it should. You want to do these things, especially with all the people that love Bill. And look, if he's really guilty of the things they said he was, then no, that's not cool, and it's not right, and he shouldn't have kept his job. Just so we're clear. Now, you've heard that out of my mouth. Now you know, right? But what was just... But seriously. Accusations are not guilt, because if that's the case, I got news. Why isn't Sharpton in jail? Why isn't Obama in jail? Why isn't Mrs. Clinton in jail? Why is it that the left gets a pass? But I already went down that road. What was supposed to be just like that really, look at the quick name change again. And then they put Dana Perino on here. That was, my God. I mean, seriously. Throwing a wet blanket on a fire, right? What are we saying? I'm okay with that. I like Dana, but not the seat she should have sat in. During the show's open, Perino addressed the elephant in the room, right? Before we get to the other big stories of the day, we want to address a situation many of you may already be aware of, unless you're in a coma. Bill O'Reilly, who's hosted this program for 20 years, is leaving the Fox News Channel. Now, we know that you, as very loyal viewers, will have a lot of feelings about this, and we will talk more about it later on in the program. The Factor closed with Perino paying tribute to the show's host. Bill has been the undisputed king of cable news for good reason. He's an incredibly talented broadcaster who raised the bar for interviews everywhere. He's also held his staff to standards that are going to be tough to meet. Now, I think Bill over the last few years has been slipping. No, I really do. I think some of the things that he was dealing with, talking about, especially when it came to Mr. Obama and that administration. I mean, Bill's one of those guys where he has to see the mushroom cloud before he decides, okay, yeah, they did have nukes. That bothered me about Bill. I did like the way Bill interviewed people. I didn't care that he talked over people because you can't let people be stupid. Not on my show. You don't go on as an idiot and expect to get away with it. It's just not going to happen. I have cut people off. I've taken people off the show. I can't get the left to come on. I can't get people from the left to come on the show anymore. So if you want to poke somebody to the left and have them come on, I would love it. It would make me very happy. But I'll tell you what I think Bill should do. I think Bill should rekindle his love affair with Glenn Beck. What do you think? When you think about the amount of viewers he has and how many of his viewers must be tech savvy, and can sit down and actually watch it on another channel or what have you. Listen to it on XM radio or something along those lines. Right? You put Bill in that. I'm telling you, that's the way to go. Beck and Bill together. Bill and Beck. There's a new show. Bill, send me some money. Bill and Beck. Anyway, O'Reilly, and it show you what cowards these guys are. I know his attorney was working out, but it was wrong. O'Reilly reportedly learned about the decision while vacationing in Italy, where he met Pope Francis in the Vatican on Thursday. In a statement, Bill O'Reilly said on BillO'Reilly.com, Bill said that he was tremendously disheartened, but that he wished only the best for Fox News Channel. Over the past 20 years at Fox, I have been extremely proud to launch and lead one of the most successful news programs in history, which was consistently informed and entertained millions of Americans and significantly contributed to building Fox into the dominant news network and television. He's right. That doesn't give him a pass, though. See, unlike the left, I think Sharpton's still on the air, right? Isn't he? Jackson was on the air. He still might be on the air somewhere. I mean, they take these nut jobs. It doesn't matter that Sharpton owes, what, $4 million to the IRS? Notice that they're not taking it out of his paycheck. Yours and I's, if we owed him $400, they'd be taking it out of our paycheck. What penalties? It is tremendously disheartening that we part ways due to completely unfounded claims. But that is the unfortunate reality many of us in the public eye must live today. I will always look back at my time at Fox with great pride in the unprecedented success that we achieved. He says, with my deepest gratitude to all my dedicated viewers, I wish only the best for Fox News. So Tucker Carlson is sliding into his spot. And somebody said to me today, well, you know, it's not the same. And I'm not trying to be rude. Duh. Really? No kidding. It's not the same. How is this news? Of course it's not the same. It's not the same show. It's not the same mindset. Tucker Carlson, younger. He knows what Twitter is. Seriously, think about it. The Tuckster knows what Twitter is. Hey, Joe Messina, your host here. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, a lot coming up tonight. God, you don't like I'm brain dead. I'm having one of those moments. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I appreciate the time you listen to the show. Seriously, tell your friends, loved ones, and unloved ones about the show. You got to restart at the top of the hour for Facebook, but that's their headache, not yours. We'll be back in a bit.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?